Good morning, and thank you for joining me on Rev. Lydia Speaks. I want to ask you, how are you? The world right now is going through an awful time. This pandemic, this virus, has stopped so much. I, like a lot of other people, have been forced into seclusion. And that's hard because I'm an entrepreneur. And like most entrepreneurs, we really don't have the type of insurance that will pay us for just not working. Or it'll take care of the premises and it'll take care of loss due to storms or floods or something like that, but not illnesses. So we have a couple of things to worry about. Our livelihood coming back, because the things that we do count on for our survival, our clients, they're in seclusion too. And I realize that that is a very necessary thing, because if we want to get rid of this virus, this invisible monster, we need to stop interacting. But what happens in the meantime? What happens to all of the hard work that you've done? What happens to the loved ones who are left behind because people have lost their lives as well as their livelihood? Let me offer you some peace in this troubling time. You see, I learned that when you have to be still, you're forced to be with yourself. And during this time is nothing better than to stop and realize what your true source is. Your source is divine source. It's not your job, although we think it is. It's not your work schedule. And it's not even how much money you make. When you are forced to look within, you're forced to see exactly who you are. Now, when you're busy all the time, it can be easy to think that you're doing everything you possibly can to make things work. Did you hear what I said? You are doing to make things work. In short, you're forcing from your will. You're not allowing the flow of the love of the Christ nature to do it for you, which is what He wants to do. Yes, we have to make money to survive, and yes, we need our livelihoods and our jobs. But during this time, this necessity to be still, it doesn't make sense, but it makes sense at the same time, because you see, there are places in this world where the earth is starting to heal. The skies are getting a little bit bluer. Why? Because we don't have cars and exhaust running up and down the road at monumental numbers. The water is getting a little cleaner and the air a little fresher. So, your soul goes, if you will allow it. Use this time to get peace, to get thanks, to know exactly who you are and why you're here. Discover your purpose. See with the eye behind the eye. Hear with the ear behind the ear. Know exactly what your divine self is about. Sit still, be still, and know that God is in control. Control of everything. This small space, this pause that we would normally not take, may just be the stepping stone that it takes for you to find your divine purpose and live in it. I don't know how long this will take, and I pray that everyone survives, not just health-wise, but making your living wise and doing what you need to do to survive, but allowing, allowing that survival to come from within, from the thoughts that God has given you, and from your trust and your faith. Give this time over to letting your faith grow, overwhelmingly so. And with this knowledge, we will make it. And I mean make it and come through shining, better than we were before. I'm having to make myself think, sit, and give thanks for this time. Yes, I'm an entrepreneur and I've lost a lot. But right now I still have my health. Heck, I even have the coveted bathroom tissue that everybody is looking for. And I can talk to family on phones and FaceTime and Skype. Count your blessings. Know your worth. And know that the God of you will not let you be utterly cast down. So in this time, be blessed.